Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Our program today continues the series on the hymns of the Matins service. This week, we focus on the Canticle of the Mother of God, My Soul Magnifies the Lord, or as it is known by its Latin name, the Magnificat. The early Christian Church drew many of its worship texts from existing models of prayer and praise in the Old Testament. Chief among these were, of course, the Psalms. But in addition, there were other prayerful outpourings found in other books of the Old Testament, and these are called canticles, the songs of Miriam, Hannah, Habakkuk, Isaiah, Jonah, and the three youths in the fiery furnace. These Old Testament texts used to be sung by the Christians, along with new composed texts about New Testament events, forming what came to be known as the canon, sung at the Matins service. Altogether, the canon was divided into nine sections called odes. The ninth ode, honoring the Mother of God, was based on a canticle from the New Testament, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, that outpouring of praise uttered by the Virgin Mary upon her meeting with Elizabeth, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke. Today, the Old Testament canticles have been dropped from the canon, but the canticle of the ninth ode remains, resulting in many beautiful musical settings, as we will hear today. We begin our program with a short excerpt of early Russian polyphony, sung by the Sirin Ensemble of Early Music, Andrei Kotov, director. Now, in a somewhat different style, we hear a Byzantine chant version of the same hymn, sung in English by the Boston Byzantine Choir, Charles Madge, director.
The Theotokos and Mother of the Light, let us honor and magnify in song.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Thou who without stain bearest not the word, and art truly Theotokos, we magnify thee.
For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden, for behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Thou who without stain bearest God the word, down the mighty from their seat and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the empty with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. As he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham,
and to his posterity forever. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Thou who without stain bearest God the word, and art truly Theotokos, we magnify thee.
The version of the Magnificat we just heard demonstrated an antiphonal manner of rendering this hymn, as practiced in the Orthodox tradition. Each verse was intoned by a soloist, and then followed by a common refrain, in this case, more honorable than the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. In the early Christian church, and in some Orthodox churches today, this refrain would be sung by the entire congregation. Listen now to another setting, this one from the Russian monastic tradition. The melody is from the St. Zosima Hermitage, and the antiphonal refrain here is set off by a change of tonality from minor to major. The Russian Vocal Quartet of Nice are the performers. Another setting, by the Russian 20th century composer Dmitry Yaichkov, uses rich choral colors and contrasts in vocal timbre to set off the verses and the refrains. The Cantus Sacred Musical Ensemble is under the direction of Lyudmila Arshavskaya.
Oh,
The next setting we hear takes a somewhat dramatic approach. It gives the words of the Holy Mother of God to a soprano soloist, while the chorus sings the refrain, "More honorable than the cherubim." The composer is Pavel Chesnokov in all his rich, opulent glory. The performers are the Glinka Capella of St. Petersburg, Vladislav Chernoshenko, conductor.
Thank you.
We conclude our program on the Canticle of the Most Holy Mother of God with Sergei Rachmaninoff setting from his All-Night Vigil, Opus 37. In this performance, the Moscow Chamber Choir is joined on the refrains by the children's choir Vesna. The conductor is Vladimir Minin.
Thank you.
We conclude our program today with Sergei Rachmaninoff's setting of My Soul Magnifies the Lord. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. 1-800-326-3132. Ask for program number 42. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.